just exactly where we're going, I cannot say, but we might even be the USA. Cause it's a brand new game I wanna play.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Recession fears boiling over with a major stock sell-off. It's eased off some the last few hours, but the Dow is still down 900 points. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
We've seen the unemployment rate increase four consecutive months. And when that has happened, all the way back to 1960, it has been a very good indicator of a recession.
Well, CBS's Jim Krasula says amid the focus on the market, some people looking to make trades hit a roadblock.
The systems of online brokerage firms, including Charles Schwab, Fidelity, and Vanguard, went down during this morning's market sell-off. Many expressed frustration on social media that they weren't able to log in or access their accounts around 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It's not clear what caused the outage.
At least one death has been blamed on Hurricane Debby, which is downgraded now to a tropical storm. There's flooding and power outages in northern Florida, where the system came ashore this morning. CBS's Christian Benavides is in Georgia.
Here on Tybee Island, there is just one way in and one way out, and there's concern flooding could shut that down.
This is a 1,000-year flood event, so this is highly unprecedented. We don't know what to expect.
People in Savannah are also bracing for the storm.
What is the worst-case scenario here for you as a mayor, and how do you prevent that?
I'm a mayor. I'm not God. And a worst-case scenario would literally be our city underwater.
On the presidential campaign trail today, CBS's Nicole Skanga tells us.
Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to officially announce her running mate tomorrow morning ahead of a campaign stop in Philadelphia later in the day. That's according to multiple people familiar with the selection process.
Overseas, correspondent MTS Tayyab is in Lebanon, where there are fears Israel is poised to strike if there's a Hezbollah response to the assassination of a top Hamas official.
You're at the airport, there are people flooding there, desperate to get a flight out of Beirut because they're afraid whatever Hezbollah does to respond, to avenge the killing of Fuad Shukr, who was assassinated here in Beirut a week ago, that Israel will respond in kind and that it could be potentially devastating.
In Paris, not a golden day today for gymnast Simone Biles.
Competing and then walking away with four medals, I'm not mad about it.
She had to settle for a silver medal today in the floor exercise and did not medal in the balance beam. She now has 11 Olympic medals and leaves Paris with four gold medals. Wall Street, the Dow is down 928. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's North and Zoo beaches are under yellow flags due to increasing waves. The water is testing all right, but the water action poses a potential danger. There is a beach hazard statement going into effect tonight for the Lake Michigan shoreline in Wisconsin. That warns of waves of 4 to 6 feet and dangerous swimming conditions. There's also this, a flood watch is in effect for Racine County and areas to the north tonight. Kenosha County's not included in the National Weather Service statement about significant rainfall. Recall organizers for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have petitioned the Wisconsin Supreme Court to schedule a recall election before November. They argue that voters in Voss's former district may lose their right to a recall if the election isn't held before new maps take effect. And Wendy Christensen, longtime Racine County clerk, is running to be the Racine County executive. The December special election will fill the vacancy left by Jonathan Delagrave's unexpected passing. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
All systems go in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers put on a show over the weekend on family night. Jordan Love signing autographs for fans and doing interviews.
Training camp has been good so far. Great practice going against a great defense every day. A lot of great competition, but that receiver room, tight end room, all those playmakers, man, they're looking great. I'm very excited about what we got building and just a lot of those guys, you know, taking that next step and building on what we did last year. So I'm very excited.
The biggest question is still at kicker. Anders Carlson went 8-for-9 after going 3-for-6 earlier in the week. Greg Joseph, 7-for-9 family night. The Packers have signed another kicker, Jonathan Garibay, who's kicked for the Dallas Cowboys and in the UFL. Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Nationals 4-3. Milwaukee has now lost 3 straight series. Today they travel to Atlanta, where they'll play the Braves tomorrow night.
I love this team, guys, and I'm not going to start criticizing them for making youthful mistakes or for hitting balls hard and not having to be timely hitting.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
A dark day today with scattered showers this afternoon and rain ramping up this evening. Some embedded thunderstorms as well. We could see some turn severe alongside the potential for some flash flooding, which is why a flood watch has been issued through tomorrow morning. 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Dressed in their summer. local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. When I'm thinking about dating and stuff, you really want to know what your male or your female companion really thinks. And if you're compatible, you need to go out to Lowe's for paint colors. Then you'll know for sure. Here's Beatles.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Thank you.
WRJM, local news and timeless. It's actually my absolute favorite Stevie Wonder, too. And he's got so many great ones. But this one, I was getting ready to go out and, you know, you're putting on the lipstick. You're still young, so it actually matters, you know, and not now with gravity. And, yeah, be playing the song Uptight because it was a great getting ready for fun type tune. Not so fun. Now, for Racine County, we've got Flood Watch. Nothing for Kenosha. You guys are fine. But we're seeing Flood Watch. And as you go further north, as you go up towards Milwaukee, if you go up to Madison, if you go up to Sturgeon Bay, if you're going up towards Eau Claire or La Crosse, then it turns into flash flood warnings. So with the rain coming in, and it's going to be a lot of rain for the next couple of days at least, to be real, real careful with your traveling as far as driving in the rain, but not so much that, but heavy rain. And so right here, portions of Racine might see some flooding, maybe even a chance of flash flooding, but I wanted to give you that update. And if you're headed towards Milwaukee for this afternoon, evening, or if you got friends staying up there, you live in Milwaukee, but you work here, you go up, they're actually talking about really conserving your water for showers and everything else because they're expecting a lot of rain. So something to think about if you're doing any traveling this afternoon going north or going northwest. So that's going to be the rain. It's going to be a big issue for at least the next couple of days, if not more.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits and a little bit of Moody Blues.
Story in your eyes, it's been shining down.
tears. You're trying hard not to show it. But baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something beautiful died in. You lost that love. I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So
news and timeless hits right here at WRJM with the Righteous Brothers. Buddy, you've lost that loving feeling. Pick some up at festival while you're there, and we need some extra water too, because of the especially if you're heading north this afternoon and into the overnight hours here in Racine. It's a flood watch, and Kenosha is not in part of that, but flood watch in Racine. Parts of Racine could have an issue with that, and maybe even some flash flooding as well. As you go farther north and northwest, they definitely, including where I live, have a really good chance of a flash flood. In fact, they're saying flash flood warnings in effect now. Tuesday, Milwaukee, something to keep aware of if you're doing any driving, or if in particular you got a granddaughter that just got their license and is not used to hydroplaning in the water. So moving in, especially as the day gets a little bit later, and then overnight hours. And so that is something to be alert with. And that's not even from Hurricane Debbie. That's just stuff that's coming down out of the north there. So I wanted to keep you updated on that. And it's Stuart J. Waddles, of course, with local news. If you have any questions, you listen to Stuart J. Waddles do a news story, and you're like, I want the rest of the story, you can always go on our website, WRJN.com, and scroll down to news. And we're now joining the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Much of Wisconsin is preparing for flooding. More than 3 inches of rain could fall overnight tonight and into tomorrow morning in some parts of the state. A flood watch is in effect for an area stretching from Portage and Columbus southeast to the Milwaukee area. The fate of billions of dollars from Washington to Wisconsin is at stake as voters decide whether to amend the state constitution August 13th. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum.
It touches every aspect of our lives, from our roads to our social services to education. And this would have far-reaching and far-lasting effects.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront. A no vote would keep the power over spending federal money in Wisconsin with the governor. A yes vote would give that power to the legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A near-drowning incident at Lake Andrea on Friday afternoon has left a 19-year-old nursing student in critical condition. After being pulled from the water and getting CPR from bystanders and a friend, paramedics were able to restore Jackson Henderson's pulse and get him to the ICU. A GoFundMe campaign has been created to support his medical efforts. The National Weather Service has issued a beach hazard statement for the Lake Michigan shoreline in Wisconsin. Waves of 4 to 6 feet are expected tonight through tomorrow morning. Dangerous swimming conditions are expected due to the high waves and onshore winds later. A flood watch runs tonight for Racine County and areas to the north. Racine County Clerk Wendy Christensen, in office since 2008, is running for Racine County Executive in the December special election. The election aims to replace Jonathan Delagrave, who passed away unexpectedly this summer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A dark day today with scattered showers this afternoon and rain ramping up this evening. Some embedded thunderstorms as well. We could see some turn severe alongside the potential for some flash flooding, which is why a flood watch has been issued through tomorrow morning. 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Setting sun.
green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man.
Tell me how much you missed me. When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the whole side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without you. Gonna stay now. Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
Say hello. Would I still see suspicion in your eyes?
Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJM with Sonny and Cher, and the beat goes on. And really, the bigger news was this past week, Cher won in a royalties lawsuit against Sonny Bono's widow, Mary Bono, who was married to him and back in 2021 decided not to pay Cher, or actually withhold royalties from Cher, because she was saying, well, there's a feature of a copyright law that allows songwriters and their heirs to win back rights that were signed away, which in this particular instance was back in 1978 with a divorce agreement that Sonny and Cher would split royalties from their music. And in 2021, Mary Bono tried to say, well, you know what? It's gone on a long time and now we don't have to pay it anymore. Which I just shake my head like, what? So anyway, no surprise, Cher won, and she will start getting those royalties again. Plus, of course, Mary's got to make up for all the years that she withheld the royalties. Sometimes I just shake my head and I just don't understand people that try that. What is that? Rich people's problems? Yeah, not yours and mine. My husband and me are arguing over like $150. Can I borrow $150 for? And it's like that would be all that we would have to fight over in a divorce, that and all our bills. But Pure Soul and Memorial Hall, the tribute to 60s Motown and 70s soul. Pure Soul, the show at Memorial Hall, that is going to be rescheduled. We don't know what the date will be, but if you've already bought tickets or won tickets from Don Rosen, those tickets will be honored for a later date.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to highlight an organization called Museums for All, which makes it possible for folks who get food assistance to get free or reduced admission to more than 1,300 museums across the U.S. I remember the leaner years when my kiddo was little and the cost of going to museums felt, you know, like a real splurge, especially when childcare cost more than my rent at the time. I loved children's museums because they were like places for my kid to play, she could learn, and I could maybe catch a mom minute, you know, where I could take a breath while my kiddo was occupied. I love the Museums for All program because they make that free or more affordable for lots of families. You can visit their site, museumsforall.org. That's the word museums, the number four, the word all.org, for more details, and you can search their list of participating institutions. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Me as a white knight on you. esteemed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
and timeless hits, WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
WRJM with timeless hits and local news on a Racine flood watch for parts of Racine anyway. Kenosha's not included in it, but if you're heading north or northwest today, then it turns into flash flood warning. So something to be aware of. Stuart J. Waddles with local news. Mike Clemens with sports all coming up for you. You have a great afternoon. Kurt
you're
Bowman is next.
Too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I there's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.